With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is defending the seizure of an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela, despite that country's protests. It's all part of the president trying to ramp up more and more pressure on the government of Nicolas Maduro, especially when it comes to smuggling drugs into the United States. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, is defending those strikes on Venezuelan drug boats.
They're actually knocking these boats laden with cocaine and fentanyl and other illicit drugs out of the water, which is, of course, with combined with closing down the border and getting tight on all immigration, makes it very difficult for these illicit drugs to come in and ultimately kill tens of thousands of Americans.
A provision in the National Defense Authorization Act would allow military helicopters to fly through airspace around the nation's capital without using the most precise tracking system. That's drawing a pushback from NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy.
It represents an unacceptable risk to the flying public, to commercial and military aircraft crews, and to the residents in the region.
A military-involved crash near Reagan National Airport killed almost 70 people earlier this year. The Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk made his first in-person appearance in court yesterday.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. People are being asked whether they would like to live in the past or the future if they had a choice. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 45% of American adults say, given the chance, they would cheerfully hop in a time machine and live the rest of their lives in the past. Most of those folks would be content to go back just 50 years. It's 1975. Only 14% of respondents say they'd like to live in the future. The numbers echo other polls that indicate a lot of people long for an America that was simpler, stronger, and more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A gay pride flag has been moved to a new location inside England's Tottenham Soccer Stadium for the Champions League match against Sparta Prague, following a request from the Czech team. The Progress Pride flag is constantly displayed on the northeast corner of the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, close to the area of the stands where visiting fans normally sit. This is SRN News. The Justice Department is ramping up its efforts to uphold election integrity by ensuring accurate and current voter rolls. Hamid Dhillon is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights and says many states are coming on board, but not all.
Georgia, the Secretary of State, Rapsenberger, has told me to go play in the traffic effectively. So we are going to be suing Georgia. We're drafting that lawsuit up. And eventually, you know, we expect to either get cooperation from every state or sue them.
Dhillon made her comments on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. Tomorrow is Wreaths Across America Day. Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at gravesites by both families and volunteers to honor the lives of those who've served our nation, as well as their family members, and they're all laid together at rest. More on these stories at srnnews.com.